Welcome to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk AM 1150. Great to be here this late August. I don't know, people are starting to talk about fall coming already, and I'm like, shh, not yet. We still have like...
Quiet down, people.
Yeah.
Savor this summer.
You know, I'm not normally a fan of summer. I mean, it's fine, it's fun and all that stuff, but I'm not a heat person at all. But gosh, this weather that we've been having, it's really been lovely. For the first time, maybe. For the first time in as long as I can remember, I'm actually not, like, ready for fall. So, it's a good thing it's still summer, isn't it?
I've got to agree with you there, Julie.
Yeah.
And, hey, what a beautiful day to take your dog for a walk.
You know, it is.
If you wait till the evening, it'll cool down even more and be even better.
That is the one thing about this very warm weather is that it does make me nervous about dogs getting too hot early morning or after the, you know, dusk type times are the best times to take your dogs out. And if you do take your dog out in the, you know, peak of the heat, just be really mindful of your dog not overheating and also about that pavement because it gets hot.
Well, we live in such a fantastic area that even on the hottest day, you could take your dog around Green Lake or in the woods or somewhere shaded and it would be 10 degrees cooler and very comfortable. And then the other thing is many businesses are so mindful about putting out bowls of water for dogs that you know, they have a chance to get rehydrated pretty quickly and easy. So, boy, we do it right, I think.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hot dogs, the Vashon sheepdog trials were last weekend, and I was there all day Saturday. Hot people, too. I was dying in the – I was sitting on the slope in the direct sunlight for a little while, and then I was like, okay, I'm moving. We are relocating to where most of the other people were, which was – sort of huddled in the shady areas. Oh my gosh, it was gorgeous. Gorgeous weather. The dogs did great as always. We were handing out water bottles with our dog show car stickers on them for people who had dogs. So we were handing out the water for the dogs, which everybody appreciated. It was nice cold water and people were able to keep their dogs who were there as spectators nice and cool. If they weren't in the shade. And, you know, it's really funny. So this year was the first year that they did a panel discussion at the end of the day on Saturday, which was the day that I was there. And I was fortunate enough to lead the panel discussion and ask questions of five of the competitors, the herding competitors there. If you're not familiar with the Vashon sheepdog trials, it happens every year here in Western Washington on beautiful Vashon Island, Misty Isle Farms. It's just west of the city on Puget Sound. And it's sheep herding trials, and it's mostly border collies. And they run dogs and a new group of sheep and a new dog every 10 minutes. And they have a sort of course that they have to herd the sheep through and eventually hopefully get the sheep into a pen and have the human close the gate, and they have 10 minutes to do it. And this just runs all day long, and you get to go and watch the dogs work their magic and eat local food and check out the great artists that are there displaying their work, local artists and vendors and demonstrations on spinning wool into yarn and all sorts of really cool stuff. It's such an awesome event. So this year there was the panel discussion, and one of the questions that I was talking to people during the day and just kind of hearing their questions about the event and about the training and that kind of thing. And one of the things that the dogs do when it's hot out, especially, is when they're done after this 10 minutes of intense running and working and herding, is that they always have this big, like, trough of water that the dogs go. And immediately they're done, and then the dog goes and runs and jumps in the trough and then lays down to cool off. And one of the questions that people were asking was...
Where can I get one of those troughs right about now?
Really? Can I get in it too? Yeah. Do you have to train the dogs? Do they have to train them to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no. They just...
They figured it out.
You maybe show it to them once, and they're like, okay, got it. It's just so fun to watch, such a fun event. And the panel discussion was great. We're going to do that again next year. There was this 15-year-old young woman who was on the bagpipes. It's not common to see female pipers at all, let alone a 15-year-old. And she did an opening and closing performance, I guess, on the bagpipes in early in the morning when they started, and then at the close of the trials each day. And so I wasn't there at dawn, but I was there certainly at the end. And so she came, you could hear them from a distance. And I love bagpipes. I'm part Scottish, and not that you have to be Scottish to love bagpipes, but I just love the sound of it. So you hear them from the distance, and she's coming, walking over. You hear them getting closer and closer. And then all of a sudden she comes walking all in her, kilt. And
she's got the full regalia.
She comes walking over the hill, like as you're looking down to where the dogs are herding the sheep. She comes up over the hill. She's playing the bagpipes. She stops at the top, stands in place, keeps playing, and then the whole flock of sheep slowly emerge behind her.
She was like the Pied Piper of sheep there.
It was, and they had the dogs, of course, moving the sheep, but they moved so slowly. And we were all like, about to start crying, and oh my gosh, it was just gorgeous. We were sort of laughing at ourselves. Like, did anyone else almost want to start crying when we saw that? And was like, yes, gorgeous. Love that event, VashonSheepdogTrials.com. Don't miss it next year. It'll happen around the same time next year. Speaking of events, and then after I announce these events, I'm going to bring on Victor Boemels. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I'll find out. He's the president of Pet Playgrounds, and it's this really cool fencing system that's sort of, it's almost invisible to the eye, but it is actually a physical fence. So it's not like the brand, like invisible fence, where it's an electric fencing system. This is actually a physical fencing system that's really easy to install yourself. They have different heights, different lengths, and they're much more affordable than like putting up an actual like wooden fence or something like that. Pet Playgrounds is what it's called, and I'm going to be talking with him about his fencing system. And there is a coupon code for Dog Show listeners that gives you 5% off of whatever you order, which is awesome. The coupon code is The Dog Show, all one word. And you can just go to petplaygrounds.com to check it out. And if you want to order some, be sure to enter in that code and you get a discount. The Dog Show is the coupon code, and that's petplaygrounds.com. I'll be talking with him in the second segment. Before that, though, I have a couple events that I'm emceeing for Puget Sound Dock Dogs coming up. Dock Dogs is a national organization. Puget Sound Dock Dogs is the group that runs locally. And they have a couple events coming up, which I'm super excited about. So fun. It's where dogs run on a long dock and jump into a huge, portable, deep pool of water. And they get, it's a competition, and they get measured by either distance is one of the ones that they do. And then they also have like a high jump kind of thing where they have to jump up and grab a like a dumbbell bumper kind of thing that's hanging high up. So they get judged. There's one where it's long jump, one where it's high jump. And I'm emceeing that event. So I get to announce all the dogs as they're running and all that kind of stuff. It's so fun. Skagit River Salmon Festival is coming up September 6th. And that is up, I think, in Anacortes. You can go to skagitriverfest.org for more information about that. September 6th, 11 to 6, Puget Sound Dock Dogs will be there. And that is a fundraiser for Chase Away Canine Cancer. Great organization. And then in October, October 4th and 5th, Issaquah Salmon Days, a little closer to Seattle in Issaquah, just east of us. October 4th and 5th, 10 to 6 p.m. on both days, Puget Sound Dock Dogs will be there competing and demonstrating, and it's just a blast to watch them. So if you're at either of those events, come by and say hi. I'll be emceeing for them both times. That's Skagit River Salmon Festival, September 6th, 11 to 6, skagitriverfest.org, and then Issaquah Salmon Days, October 4th and 5th, from 10 to 6, both days, Saturday and Sunday, and that's salmondays.org. Check that out. October 23rd, Eric, I'm giving a talk at Natural Pet Pantry, And I'm going to be talking a little bit after my interview with Victor today about some of the contents of that walk. It's called, of the talk, it's called The Art of Nonverbal Communication.
Mm.
Yeah. Hmm. As it pertains, of course, to working with dogs.
Oh.
So, yeah, this is the dog show, after all. So I'm really excited about that. October 23rd, it's going to be at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. You can email Randy at naturalpetpantry.com to RSVP, R-A-N-D-I at naturalpetpantry.com. This is a first talk that I've given in quite a while. I'm really excited. And there's no charge for this one, but we do ask that you RSVP because space is limited. Want to make sure we reserve your spot. Again, that's October 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland, which is right near the PCC in Kirkland. And again, email Randy, R-A-N-D-I, at naturalpetpantry.com to reserve your spot for that.
Question for you, because I don't think that we've ever talked about this on the show before, but in regards to nonverbal communication with dogs, in your opinion, having worked with dogs all over these many years, do you think that when they bark or make sounds, that they're actually trying to say anything in particular besides hey?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I guess I got to go to the talk to find out more on that. But
yeah, so that's an interesting point, too, because that they're vocal, not verbal.
Mm-hmm.
But I am actually going to talk about this talk on sort of the second part of this show. So I'm going to answer that question after our interview with Victor today.
Perfect.
It's a good question.
I guess I'm going to hang around then for the rest of the show.
I guess so. I hope so. I don't know how to do what you do. Now, one more thing, Eric, mark your calendar. November 22nd, 300th episode party, the dog show.
Yes.
Ooh, so exciting. Everybody who is a fan of the show, if you listen to the show, all of my colleagues, my friends, some of my family will be there, and a bunch of fans of the show. Everybody's welcome. This is going to be a blast. We're going to have a DJ there playing all of my favorite music, which I'm sure you'll love, Eric.
I'll have to make some requests for some dog songs.
That's right. DJ Ricky Lee will be DJing. She's awesome. And that's November 22nd. Mark your calendar at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. We're going to have a ton of stuff to give away. This is going to be food, wine. It's going to be a blast. So do come and join us to celebrate our 300th episode. I can't believe it. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll be talking with Victor, the president of Pet Playgrounds. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. The Natural Pet Pantry is Seattle's original source for wholesome dog and cat meals, offering 8 different protein options to accommodate your pet's dietary needs. Made locally using all U.S.-sourced ingredients, their freshly ground stews, raw or cooked, can be purchased from their 2 stores in Burien and Kirkland, most independent pet supply stores, or delivered right to your door. Go to naturalpetpantry.com for more information. I'm Julie Forbes, and my first choice for my pet's food is the Natural Pet Pantry. It's the educated choice.
Wish your dog didn't hate going to the vet. Wish you were welcomed by a team who cared. Jet City Animal Clinic is an enjoyable respite from the same old thing. Dr. Anderson and her team have created a full-service facility that combines veterinary expertise with a comfortable style. Jet City Animal Clinic is located in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood on 12th Avenue across from Seattle U. Bring your crazy questions, odd ideas, and alternative thinking. Jet City Animal Clinic will work with you to keep your furry family members healthy and happy. Traditionally educated with an open mind, call us at 206-329-0253 or email info@jetcityanimalclinic.com to make an appointment. Jet City Animal Clinic, a unique approach to the health care of your urban pet, a local family practice. JetCityAnimalClinic.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to animal communicator Darcy Pariso, we cover the world of animals. This week, August 31st, it's the last Sunday of the month, and that means it's a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Kathy and Christy will host a show for me. Together, they'll check in with our bird and horse rescue and sanctuary regulars. Plus, they'll have new stuff and great interviews. Join them for the fun at Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, what a feeling. Oh, what a feeling for a dog.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, and I'm back talking with Victor Beaumels, who's the president of Pet Playgrounds, which is a really cool product. I get emails all the time about different products, you know, different companies. And this one really grabbed my attention because of all of the things that it accomplishes, both for pets and their people. PetPlayGrounds.com is the website. And we have a coupon code for Dog Show listeners that gives you a 5% discount. If you just type in The Dog Show, all one word. You'll get a 5% discount off of that, whatever you order from there. And it's great. So, Victor, welcome to The Dog Show. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having us. Happy to be here.
So you are not only a dog lover. Victor has a white golden retriever who is how old?
She's 10 years old.
Okay. Nice. In her prime, as we like to say. And you have this product that is really unique in you know, meeting people's fencing needs for their pets in a way that is affordable and also very effective, you know, compared to your sort of traditional fencing, you know, wooden fences or whatever, more affordable than that, and also very effective in, you know, preventing dogs from digging under the fences, especially. And then also different from electrical fences in the sense that it's a physical fence. It's not, you know, something where the dog has to wear a collar and that the battery might wear out or something like that. But also very important for me, and I've heard a lot of people express this over the years too, about concerns with electrical fencing, is that they don't keep animals out. They just keep your dog in. And Pet Playgrounds does do both of those things. So tell us, now this is a fencing system that people can install on their own, or they can have a contractor come out and do it, but it is actually fairly easy to install. But tell us, what is this fencing system? What is it made out of? And kind of tell us about it.
What it's made out of, it's a combination of materials. What it's made is out of a 20-gauge hex wire combined with a 1,000-pound break-strength polypropylene mesh, and they're actually overlapped and combined together. What's also all supported with a monofilament tension cable. So there's actually a tension cable along the top and a tension cable along the bottom. The most important part is that the fence actually gets flared in on the bottom, meaning it lays flat on the ground for 6 or 8 inches, and it gets staked down. So that's what makes it incredibly hard to dig under.
So what do you mean by flared in?
Meaning a part of the material actually bends and lays flat on the ground. It goes at a 90-degree angle.
Oh,
and
I see.
6 or 8 inches lays flat.
Oh, got
like
it.
A flap.
Yep.
Of material.
Okay.
So dogs don't know to start digging before that flap, and then on top of that, there are stakes.
Okay. So that was one of the questions that I had when I'm thinking, like, okay, you know, you can install this yourself. I'm thinking people are going to have to dig down into the ground to get that, you know, dog can't dig underneath it kind of function, I didn't even think of the fact that you can essentially bend it so that it lays flat on the ground. Way more effective, because so then the dog's not even getting to the dirt.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so this is more affordable than like wooden or chain link fencing?
Absolutely. The part of the reason it's more affordable is you only require a post every 20 to 25 feet apart, or a tree can be substituted.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have some natural trees in the line where you know might want your fence, each one can become a post. The other part that makes it affordable is that you actually really can do it yourself. Even parts when you need a post, the posts go into the ground. There's a sleeve that goes into the ground. And that goes into the ground with a sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty is, when you hit a rock, you can actually change that post location.
Okay. So you have some flexibility there.
Absolutely. And the other really interesting part is, because the fence blends in so well, it's so difficult to see,
mm-hmm.
that you don't have to necessarily do a straight line. You can follow the natural contours of your property.
Right. Yeah, it's like, ooh, that doesn't look very even. Yeah, you really can't, in some of the photos, you can't see it at all. It's like, at first, when I first, very, very first, was like, oh, what is this? And I was like, I can't see a fence, so this must be some sort of, like, electrical thing or something. But then it's like, no, it's not. And then I saw the closer-up photos of the actual material, and I was like, oh, that's why you can't see it, just because it blends in so well.
Well, it's also difficult to see because there are no top rails. Mm-hmm. In place of traditional top rails that fences have, we have a monofilament tension cable,
mm-hmm.
and it gets tensioned in sections. So that's what keeps the fence nice and tight and straight and makes the top edge disappear.
And so it must also be hard for dogs to climb over because of its flexibility, that there's not a rigid anything for them to, like, get their claws into and, like, you know, hoist themselves up. I imagine if they tried to jump and latch on, they would just sort of bend in or something.
Absolutely. It's incredibly hard to climb over from both the inside and the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of affordability, a 6-foot tall fence doesn't cost significantly more than a 5-foot.
Mm-hmm. So this is, this product's called Pet Playgrounds, and the website is petplaygrounds.com. And we have a coupon code for Dog Show listeners, which will give you a 5% discount off of your order. And that code is The Dog Show, all one word. And you can just type that in as you're checking out. One of the things that I loved about the product as I was cruising through your website, Victor, is that there's so many different options as far as height and length. So you really can tailor it to your dog, the size of your dog, and also the size of your lot. I mean, maybe you have just a small area. You don't need, 900 feet of fencing. So you don't have to buy 900 feet of fencing. You can just get 100 feet if that's what you want. So there's really infinite flexibility in the height and also the length of the fencing. So I don't have a sense. I was trying to get a sense for what size of an area does, like, 900 feet, like, enclose?
900 feet is a very large area. We recommend that you use your house as one side of the enclosure. So
mm-hmm.
if you can start and stop with the house, that's a great way to keep your dog in the same area as you are, so you're not isolating them.
Mm-hmm.
Using your house as one side, 200 or 300 linear feet, it's typically more than enough.
Yeah.
And the other great thing is you can always increase the size in the future.
Okay.
You know, get something within your budget.
Yep.
And then when you're ready, make it larger.
That's cool. So it's very effective in preventing the dogs from digging under, because you kind of turn it in the bottom of, you said, about 6 to 8 inches of the bottom where you turn it in, so it lays flat on the ground, so that if a dog tries to dig, they're just going to hit that combination of wire. And then what was the other material that's overlaid?
It's a polypropylene mesh, 1,000-pound break strength polypropylene mesh.
Okay. And it's very, 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 very hard for them to chew through. And,
absolutely.
And it's also very, 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 very hard for them to climb over.
Yes.
Not impossible. I can't say that about anything. But as far as fencing goes, it really accomplishes all those things. It's very almost invisible. So for people who don't want to necessarily see a fence, that's great. Now, do you ever see the dogs, like, because it blends in so well, where the dogs, when they're getting used to it, do you have to, like, bring them around the edges and show them so that they don't, like, run through it like a screen or something?
Absolutely. We recommend that you walk your dog around the perimeter to show them where the fence is,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the first time out. And after that, they're just so happy to be running free. 99% of the time, they don't even look at the fence.
Yeah. And so people order this, and then they can either install it themselves or have somebody. Now, do you have people that you would send out if someone's like, I'm not installing this by myself. I don't care how easy it is. Do you have people you work with?
We do in many areas.
Okay.
I encourage you to contact us, and then if we don't, really anyone with simple tools, a handyman, a gardener. What we can do is we can help them understand how to do it,
mm-hmm.
make sure they have everything they need, and then make ourselves available 7 days a week if they have any questions.
Cool. So this is a fencing system called Pet Playgrounds, and the website is petplaygrounds.com. There's a coupon code for Dog Show listeners, The Dog Show, all one word. And if you type that in as you're checking out, you'll receive a 5% discount off the product. And there's lots of different options for the height. Now, what is the lowest height that it comes in?
4 foot tall.
4 foot. So you can get 4 foot, 5 foot, or 6 foot?
Correct.
Okay. And then there's all different lengths. I think it's from 100 feet to 900 feet. Is that right? Is that the range?
That's the range available, but we can make larger enclosures than that.
Okay. That's pretty big, though. And like you said, you can always add. So you could start with like 100 or 200 and then, you know, increase that as time goes by, just based off of need or just for budget reasons or whatever. So that's cool, too. Lots of flexibility. Now, do you have this, I assume? Do you have this set up for your girl? Now, what's her name?
Goya.
Goya? And she's a 10-year-old white golden retriever.
Yes.
And does she love her Pet Playgrounds fencing system?
She does. That's where I did all the training with her. She's able to, you know, run off leash because she learned in her Pet Playground.
Now, how did you come up, like, I know you're a dog lover and you're very passionate about this, and it just seems like a really great product. Of course, for, you know, to give dogs who might not otherwise have the opportunity to run around off leash. I mean, I know, especially living in the city in Seattle and other cities, off-leash time is really hard to come by unless you go to, like, a dog park. And I don't really like dog parks. I've talked about that on the show before. There's no screening for dogs who go to dog parks, and it can be overwhelming for dogs and all this kind of stuff. But then people are like, well, you know, my dog is then just, you know, sort of limited to just a 6-foot leash. And, you know, we don't have a very big yard, or we don't have a budget to put up, you know, a big wooden or chain link fence. Those cost thousands of dollars, and this can really make it possible for people to provide their pet with some freedom. How long ago did you start this?
I was starting our fifth year.
Okay. And was the idea of, like, the overlaying, everything, was that just your brainchild?
It evolved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through the years, the fence has gotten stronger, and we've made some modifications to make it even easier to install.
Mm-hmm.
So the dogs really taught us. You know, the Houdini dogs that are testing fences, they're the ones that taught us how to flare it in and stake it to the ground.
Yeah.
The materials themselves, they're so flexible that you can do things that no other fence can do. And that's what, you know, makes it possible for the people who never thought they could find a solution. Here it is.
Cool. Well, I love it. Again, it's petplaygrounds.com is the website. Coupon code is The Dog Show. For Dog Show listeners, you'll receive a 5% discount off of your purchase, whatever size and length you want to go with. They've offered that, which is great. Thanks so much for that. And, you know, this is just great. It gives your dog an opportunity to get exercise. You get to go out and play with your dog off leash. Burns that energy, which we know is so important for, you know, behavioral challenges. And just to give the dog some time to just be out, run around, be outside and not have to be on leash and also not have to be at like a dog park or something like that, because that's not a good fit for a lot of dogs. It's not an electrical fence. So, you know, there's, you don't have to do any, you know, all that training. Certainly, you know, a lot of people get those like electrical fencing systems that they install themselves and then mess up on the training. And then the dog is so traumatized, they don't want to go outside. And then also for me, big important one is that it keeps, you know, it does, because it is an actual physical barrier, is that it keeps other animals out, which is important. Other dogs, coyotes, raccoons, you know, for little dogs, like all those guys, keeps them out. So it keeps your pet safe. And yeah, I think it's a great product. That's why it caught my eye and why I have you here. So I appreciate you doing this and offering this for people and their pets. And you must love getting the feedback from happy customers and getting all those videos and pictures. They have a lot of videos and stuff on the website, petplaygrounds.com, of, you know, dogs enjoying their freedom and playing Frisbee and all that kind of stuff. So it's great.
It's just great to see the dogs run free the first time. Sometimes the dog has never run free in their entire life. Mm. And that first 5 minutes, they're just smiling.
Cool. I love it. Well, Victor, thanks so much for being on the show and for coming up with this great product. Again, it's called Pet Playgrounds. Website is petplaygrounds.com. There's a coupon code for dog show listeners. It's The Dog Show, all one word. Type that in as you're checking out and you'll get 5% off of your purchase. There's you can get 4 foot, 5 foot, or 6 foot height. And then there's lengths from 100 feet to 900 feet. And you said even longer, but that's a very long, that's a large area. So you can
gates of all sizes.
Oh, that's right. And there's gates too. I'm glad you said that, because that's important. So like, how do we get in and out if it's not through the house or something like that? So, well, best of luck to you, Victor. And thanks again for your time today. PetPlaygrounds.com is the website. The coupon code for dog show fans is The Dog Show, all one word. And when we come back, I'm going to answer Eric's question about barking and are dogs actually saying something when they bark other than hey, 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 hey. And also talking a little bit more about the talk that I'll be giving on October 23rd at the Natural Pet Pantry, The Art of Nonverbal Communication. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes.
And I said, Lord, I'm happy because I'm just walking my dog, singing my song, strolling along. It's just me and my dog, catching some sun. We can't go wrong.
Hey, Seattle, this is Julie Forbes. When I got engaged a couple of years ago, one of the first things my fiancé said about our wedding was, we need a wedding planner. I thought to myself, what do we need a wedding planner for? We hired Jenny Harding and New Chapter Weddings, and I now know there is no way we could have done it without her. If you are planning a wedding or corporate event, do yourself a favor and hire New Chapter Wedding and Event Planning. They did an amazing job for us, and they will for you. Find them online at newchapterweddings.com.
Wish your dog didn't hate going to the vet. Wish you were welcomed by a team who cared. Jet City Animal Clinic is an enjoyable respite from the same old thing. Dr. Anderson and her team have created a full-service facility that combines veterinary expertise with a comfortable style. Jet City Animal Clinic is located in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood on 12th Avenue across from Seattle U. Bring your crazy questions, odd ideas, and alternative thinking. Jet City Animal Clinic will work with you to keep your furry family members healthy and happy. Traditionally educated with an open mind, call us at 206-329-0253 or email info@jetcityanimalclinic.com to make an appointment. Jet City Animal Clinic, a unique approach to the health care of your urban pet, a local family practice. JetCityAnimalClinic.com.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
The Natural Pet Pantry is Seattle's original source for wholesome dog and cat meals, offering 8 different protein options to accommodate your pet's dietary needs. Made locally using all U.S.-sourced ingredients, their freshly ground stews, raw or cooked, can be purchased from their 2 stores in Burien and Kirkland, most independent pet supply stores, or delivered right to your door. Go to naturalpetpantry.com for more information. I'm Julie Forbes, and my first choice for my pet's food is the Natural Pet Pantry. It's the educated choice.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I don't care what the politicians spout. If you need a companion, why just go out by the pound and find yourself a hound and make that dog get proud? Because that's what it's all about.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. I was just talking with Victor Bommels. I don't think I got that enunciation just right, but pretty close. He is the president of Pet Playgrounds, really cool product. Petplaygrounds.com is the website. Check it out. It's a fencing system that's very, very strong. It's very hard for dogs to dig under, very hard for dogs to chew through, very, very hard for dogs to climb over. Really flexible, and you can hardly see it. And it's also super affordable. So if you're kind of wanting a fence or wishing you had a fence, but you have, you know, maybe just too small of a space for a big, chunky, you know, wooden fence or chain link fence, nobody likes the look of those, this might be a great option for you. So be sure to type in the coupon code THEDOGSHOW and receive 5% off your purchase. PetPlaygrounds.com. If you missed any part of this show or any of our 287, I think, episodes now, you can find all of them archived in a few different places online. You can go to our website, dogradioshow.com. All of our shows are archived on our website on the podcast page. That's dogradioshow.com. You can also go to iTunes and download all of our episodes for free as a free audio podcast on iTunes. Just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And now you can also, thanks to SoundCloud, listen to our episodes as they get archived every week on through our Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook and you have not liked our page yet, be sure to do that. Just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, and then you'll see I'll post the link to each new episode as they happen. And you can just click on the post on Facebook and listen that way as well. So I have a talk coming up in October. Mark your calendars, October 23rd at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. The talk is called The Art of Nonverbal Communication. And this is a talk that this is a topic that I, you know, address a lot with my private training clients. I do in-home private lessons for dog training and behavior here in the greater Seattle area. I also do phone consultations if you don't live in Seattle, but you need some help or guidance with your dog. We can set that up over the phone as well or with Skype. My training website is sensitivedog.com, and there's a link to it from the Dog Show homepage, dogradioshow.com. So I talk a lot about, you know, well, if we're talking about trying to resolve a behavioral challenge or talking about training your dog, you know, what we need is communication. We need a way to communicate with the dog. And whose language do we want to speak? If the dog is who we are trying to educate, we're going to be most effective if we speak their language, not ours. And the biggest difference between people's language and dog's language, because there is actually overlap very naturally, but the biggest sort of barrier for us is that we are so verbal. Oh my gosh. Talk, 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 talk. It's kind of ironic because I'm on a talk radio show right now, but, you know, gosh, it's just noise, 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 talking. Everything is so fast with technology, faster, faster, faster. You can do 5 things from your phone at the same time, you know, all this stuff. And working with dogs is really not about any of that. It's about slowing down, getting present, tuning in, and, you know, watching your dog, reading your dog, listening to your dog. Well, if your dog's not verbal, what does that mean? So there's a lot to this conversation, and most of my clients over the years, and I think this is for a number of reasons, are women. And this is also a conversation that there's a certain angles to the conversation that gear it specifically for women. So this talk, you know, of course, everybody's welcome, women and men. But the talk is specifically geared towards women. And that, you know, it is important to identify that because a lot of times I'm coaching my clients who are mostly women, like, okay, you have a dog that has a big presence. You have a dog that's constantly pushing your boundaries. You know, you have a dog that's, you know, quote, a lot of dog. And this dog is just going to require you to really learn how to effectively set your own boundaries. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, you know, a lot of people think, oh, no, I'm going to have to be, you know, abusive or mean or, you know, hurt the dog. And that's not the case. It's just a matter of learning how to generate yourself and your presence in a way so that your dog essentially respects you. Well, it's not something to take for granted to just tell a woman to be a larger presence in the room or to energetically take up more space or to be more assertive. It's, you know, we are not raised and conditioned to be that way in the world. It's not feminine to be loud and to be, you know, a force to be reckoned with. It's not feminine to be assertive and to be powerful. And that's crap, I think. And it really robs us of our power because there's definitely, you know, feminine does not equal weak. It's the other type of other quality of energy to masculine. And they both have their own types of power and they're just expressed differently. So it's a conversation that is, I'm so excited to, you know, give this talk. This talk, which is free, it's called The Art of Nonverbal Communication. It's going to be at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. It's a lovely space there, and it's right in the same shopping center as PCC in Houghton Plaza in Kirkland. Easy to get to, plenty of parking. It's going to start at 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 23rd. And we do ask that you RSVP. There is no charge for this talk. It's going to be a sort of taste of a three-part talk series that I'm going to do starting in the beginning of next year. So this one is a sort of free taste. And but we do ask that you RSVP because there is limited space. And I think that this one is going to be very well attended. So we want to make sure that you reserve your spot. So RSVP, you can email Randy, R-A-N-D-I, at naturalpetpantry.com and just tell her that you want to come to my talk, The Art of Nonverbal Communication, or you can just say Julie's talk or whatever. She'll know what you mean. You can also call 425-739-4738. That's the number to their store. And you can RSVP that way as well. So definitely check that out. I'm so excited. It's about dogs, women, being an authentic leader, and the art of nonverbal communication with dogs. And it just brings up a lot of opportunity to talk about a lot of really sort of big, important topics like women in leadership, women in power, women's relationship with their bodies. That's a big one. That's a whole talk series in and of itself. You know, communicating with dogs is a lot about being aware of your body, and a lot of people are really disconnected from their bodies. So I'm really excited. So check that out, Art of Nonverbal Communication, Thursday, October 23rd at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland, RSVP Randy, R-A-N-D-I, at naturalpetpantry.com or call 425-739-4738. And I'll post this information on our homepage, dogradioshow.com, and also on our Facebook page. Hey, if you want a dog show car sticker, I've been sending them everywhere, Eric. I told you I sent them. I've sent a couple now, a couple batches to different people in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. I kept my eyes out while I was there.
Didn't see any.
Unfortunately, I didn't see any. But that doesn't mean that they're not on cars there. It just means there's a lot of people in the world.
It's right. It's right. Well, we're working on it. one county at a time.
That's right.
Sent some recently to Duluth, Minnesota. You know, I've sent them all over the country and now to other countries as well. So if you would like a dog show car sticker, or if you'd like a few, or if you have maybe a pet-related business and you'd like to offer them for free to your clients, I can send you a display with a bunch of stickers in them too. They have our website on them, so it's easy for people to look up all of our wonderful interviews over the years. Just email me, host@dogradioshow.com, and just email me, let me know how many you want and your address, and I'll send some out to you, no charge. You can also message me through our Facebook page as well. Some people have done that too. So Facebook page again is The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. So, and then again, just a reminder, you guys, mark your calendars. We are coming up on our 300th episode of The Dog Show this fall, and we're having a big party. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have food and wine and all sorts of great stuff. That is going to be Saturday, November 22nd. At the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. It's going to be a blast. And we've got already have a ton of great gifts that were just like free raffle, food and wine, great music, lots of fun stuff going on. We'll have some of our partners there. And it's really like a fan appreciation kind of event. So you're just going to get totally hooked up. There'll be a bunch of like dog food and treats and stuff you can take home to your dog. It's going to be a blast. So mark your calendar, November 22nd is our 300th episode party. And we did a 100th episode party years ago, and we had that place packed. And it was really, really, really fun. So I'm really excited to celebrate with the community, colleagues, friends, clients, and fans of the show. Definitely please come November 22nd, Saturday at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. We have a couple new show partners, which is great. We have Jet City Animal Clinic back with us. Love them. They are in Seattle, right near sort of Capitol Hill neighborhood near Seattle University. They're wonderful. Dr. Anderson at Jet City Animal Clinic. They're great if you're looking for a regular vet who is open-minded and will work with alternative healthcare practitioners as well, like your holistic vet or acupuncture or energy work or whatever. They're great. JetCityAnimalClinic.com is their website. And then a new partner starting next week is Pure Air. A-Y-R-E is how you spell that. Pure Air is a odor eliminator that is super effective, totally non-toxic, like you can eat it, totally non-toxic, and really, really, really effective for all types of odors. You can use it for around litter boxes if you have cats. You can just use it like for your car, you know, cars with people who have dogs, they get kind of dogified. Well, Pure Air is awesome. So really excited to have them as a show partner as well. If you're interested in partnership information for the dog show and advertising your business through our audience, definitely get in touch, host@dogradioshow.com, and I'll send you some information about that. So Eric, you asked me a question earlier in the show about dogs and barking. And so what was your question again, if you remember it?
Well, my question is, and I think there was a Far Side comic that probably gave
totally.
Me this idea.
Totally. I thought of that too, yeah.
That you've worked with dogs for years and years and years. That's why you host the dog show. So you've had experience with dogs barking, being verbal in all different forms. And it just makes me wonder if you think that they're trying to communicate a larger thought, a sentence maybe, anything beyond just, hey, 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 I want your attention. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, I did think of that Far Side comic where it's like all the dogs are just barking and the translation is they're all just saying hey.
Hey, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah.
So it's kind of an in-between. I mean, so, you know, in thinking of things in terms of, you know, they're not verbal, so they don't have thoughts that are formed with words. So mm-hmm. It wouldn't be accurate to say that they're communicating in sentences, literally.
Right.
But what your question is asking, like, well, does that bark mean something versus that bark? Like, are they communicating something more than just, hey, hey, hey? And yes,
right.
Absolutely. So it's probably more thinking of things in terms of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is why tone is so important for people with working when working with dogs, and that the tone that they use lines up with what you're trying to communicate. One of the things that I'll be talking about in my talk in October is how, because it's geared specifically towards women, is the baby voice and the overuse of the baby voice. And it's like, okay, your dog is
I think we've all been guilty of the baby voice.
Well, there's nothing wrong with talking to your dog, you know, in a baby, you know, cutesy baby voice. Nothing wrong with that at all. It's just that if you're telling your dog to...
If you're around other people, though, you might want to call it because it gets annoying.
It depends on the people. But I mean, like, if your dog is, like, jumping up on you and scratching you and biting your sleeve, you don't want to tell them no in a baby voice because it doesn't line up with what you're saying. So the tone is important, and dogs definitely have tone of bark. So it's more in how it feels. So dogs might be barking out of fear, which has like a, you know, so every dog is different, of course. And this is something that, because I've worked with dogs for, you know, 12 plus years, I've gotten very practiced in listening to the different variations. Mm-hmm. But a lot of my clients, because they've lived with their dogs for, you know, years, they can tell, they can distinguish the barks. And I actually had a woman yesterday that I was working with. They have a puppy, and she also has three children under the age of five. And we were outside working with the puppy on, like, coming when called and coming inside and stuff like that. And the kids were inside. And the youngest, who's a little girl, was, like, making this kind of crying sound.
Hmm.
And I was kind of like, I kind of stopped and was sort of like, you know, is this something that you need to address? And she just saw me stop, and she was like, oh, she's like, that's not the real crying sound. She was just playing with her brothers.
Uh-huh.
So she could tell the difference between that crying sound of her daughter that was like, she's just playing.
Right.
And this something is that she needs to go and, you know, address or break up or whatever. So, you know, yeah, dogs bark to get attention. They bark to alert us that somebody's out there or that something is out there. They bark because they're afraid. They bark because they're happy. They bark because they're mad. You know, dogs feel all of those emotions in a very similar way that we do, in a very similar quality that we do. So it's really a matter of distinguishing tone. And that, you know, definitely comes in handy when I'm being barked at by a dog that I'm meeting for the first time and assessing, like, okay, are you just, like, really frenetically barking because you're a border collie and you're freaked out? Or are you really, like, barking at me, like, if I come any closer, you're going to bite me.
Right, right.
So important.
Is he saying, I'm
going to
murder you, or is he saying,
right,
hey, I'm aware,
like,
of you.
I'm just really freaked out, but right. I don't know what to do, and I just need direction, or, you know, so you can kind of translate, but, you know, dogs aren't verbal, so. Well, so I guess that, like, go ahead.
I was just going to follow up on that, in that it's, what is it with dogs and other dogs? Now, I walk down the street, no problem. Dogs ignore me. I take Abby the Beagle for a walk, and dogs are coming out of their house. I mean, they're like busting down the doors to bark menacingly at our little Beagle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, she's not paying any attention to you. So why are you so upset and freaked out that another dog happened to cross your street? I don't know why they can't,
you know, that
take
is
a chill pill.
Yeah, that is actually... there's a big long answer to that.
And we've only got 2 minutes.
That's
so.
Right. But just to, like, real quickly, for a few reasons, sometimes dogs are desperate for interaction with other dogs. Sometimes, and in that, so they're like really excited or frustrated that they're held back by a fence or a leash or something. So they bark and it sort of looks aggressive, but they really just want to go and interact with the dog. Otherwise, you know, if a dog doesn't have much interaction with other dogs, it might be like, oh, there's another dog. Hey, you know, that's exciting. Sometimes it's just territorial. And they're like, because my dogs do that.
Hmm.
Person walks by. A couple of our more territorial dogs might let out a little grumble or just sort of perk their ears up and check it out. If it's another dog, you know, oof, oof, and they'll, like, woof. Or if it's, I don't know, the wrong kind of dog, or if they're too close, they might go up to the window and, like, full-on bark. And that's definitely not the case where they are hurting for interaction. So that's actually a question I might address on a different show where I have some more time, but it is a really good question. What is it about dogs and other dogs?
Right.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back next week. I'm going to be talking with Helen Karoitis, who is the president of NADOI, the National Association of Dog Obedience Instructors. Can't wait to talk with her on next week's show. We'll be back next Wednesday live from 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes.